Excuse me, Professor Swain. Do you have a minute?
Sure, Eduardo. What can I do for you? Do you have a question about your graduation thesis?
Well, no. My thesis is fine. It's my practice teaching that I am concerned about.
What's the problem?
I guess I am just not sure what kind of teacher I want to be.
I see. Well, it's true that there are different teaching styles, skills, and techniques. Some teachers are explainers, others are involvers, and finally they're also enablers.
Three kinds? How are they different?
Well, the explainer is someone who's an expert in English. This type of teacher is very good at explaining or lecturing, and generally should have a lot of charisma.
It seems like the students could be a bit passive.
That's right. They are probably sitting quietly and taking notes. Now, the involver knows the subject matter as well, but is also very familiar with teaching methodology, like how to organize activities and getting students involved in the learning process.
I see. How about the enabler?
Well, the enabler is good at creating conditions for the students to learn for themselves. In other words, she enables the students to be independent learners and have agency.
Which teacher uses a lot of English in the classroom?
They all do, or at least they should. Why?
My supervisor said that we are expected to use only English in the classroom, even non-native English-speaking teachers like me. I guess I am not confident that I can speak in the classroom like a native English-speaking teacher can.
I see. Sure, it's true that native speaker teachers have linguistic confidence and an inability to communicate in the student's L1 promotes English communication between the students and the teacher. But what you need to know is there are many advantages that you, as a non-native English-speaking teacher, have over native-speaking teachers.
Really? Like what?
Well, your experience learning English, for one.
What do you mean?
Since you grew up in Spain and had the same experiences as your students, you are in a unique position to understand what your students are going through.
Oh, you mean like studying for an entrance exam or relying on the grammar translation method?
That's right. And what's more, you can maximize the use of both your first language and English while you are teaching.
But my supervisor told me to use English in the classroom.
Of course, your students should see you as a source of comprehensible input, but there are times when it is more efficient to use Spanish.
Really? Like when?
Like when you need to explain a difficult vocabulary item or a grammatical structure.
Oh, I see.
I think developing a good rapport with your students is just as important as how much English you use in your lessons.
Rapport?
Sure. Rapport is the relationship you develop with your students, and it is very important for maintaining students' intrinsic motivation.
But I don't want to have a relationship with my students. I just want to teach them.
Well, you need to be a professional, and that means being well-organized, prepared, and knowledgeable about the subject. They are all part of building rapport.
I think I can do that.
But rapport is also a result of listening to our students and treating them with respect.
How do I do that?
Well, for one, the students need to know that you recognize them.
Yes. I worry about not being able to remember my students' names. I am thinking about using name cards.
That's a good idea. Knowing your students' names is important. And like I said, an important quality of a good teacher is respect. You should be able to correct students without offending them. You don't want to be too critical or praise too much either.
I guess correction depends a lot on the skill area we are teaching.
That's right. In speaking activities, some students want to be corrected the moment they make a mistake. but others prefer to be corrected later. Students have different preferences when it comes to being corrected.
Okay. Any other advice?
Yes. Try to be even-handed.
You mean treating students fairly?
Yes. Don't call on the outgoing, active students all the time. Sometimes you need to try to draw out the quiet students and control the talkative ones. This goes a long way to developing good rapport in the classroom.
Okay, I will try to do that. Thanks for your help.